You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? This is the Talking the Draft podcast. I'm your host, Connor Livesey, joined by both of my co-hosts tonight, Cole Patterson and Dalton Miller. We are joined by a very special guest, Kansas State defensive end Wyatt Hubert. What's up, man? How are you tonight, Wyatt?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
For sure, man. For sure. We are pumped to have you on. I know Cole and Dalton are doing well. We are deep into the NFL draft, and we're excited to have you on. Talk a little bit about your career at Kansas State, the Senior Bowl, your preparation for the NFL draft, and everything. But, man, I wanted to start off. The Senior Bowl is pretty fresh on people's minds, just ended a few weeks ago. That was obviously a big week for you, going down there to Mobile, Alabama, performing with some of the top upperclassmen in the country. Man, can you just kind of break down that whole experience from your perspective, you know, some of the things you learned from there, some of the things you took away from there, and just how big that opportunity was for you to go down to Mobile and perform in the 2021 Reese's Senior Bowl?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, an awesome experience. I was super blessed and fortunate, you know, to be able to get invited to that, to, you know, compete for a whole week against the best other players in college football. You know, when I got down there, you know, we had a pretty good team, a lot of great players on our side of the ball on the American team. Obviously, we were coached by the Panthers staff with Coach Rule that I had a kind of a similar connection with, just because of him being at Baylor for a few years and me being at Kansas State. And battling against each other for about two or three seasons. So I know Coach Rule just from that, and, you know, a few of his coaches as well. But the week was good. It went good. We just went through pretty much a Panthers type of practice. Learned a lot of great things, and obviously competing against other great players pushes you as well and makes you a better player at the end of the day. And obviously towards the game, playing against guys that you haven't gone up against all week was definitely something cool and definitely a challenge. But like I said, you know, competing and playing with and against, you know, the other best players in college football was something that was definitely a cool experience.
I'm curious to know, you know, I didn't even think about it at the time, but you playing on the Panthers staff and playing against Baylor for many years, I'm sure he was aware of you, but was he like, oh, man, I'm so glad I don't have to worry about dealing with you anymore now that I'm at the NFL?
Yeah, he did mention something about that, but yeah, you know, every time we played Baylor, you know, it was a close game for sure, and he did a lot of great things, Coach Rule did at Baylor, so, you know, credit to him, I'm glad he's in the NFL now.
For sure, for sure. I know the week in Mobile is always a pretty hectic week with media, and I'm sure it was a little bit different this year. Kind of looking back on that week and just how many things you had going on, from meetings to workouts to media to just the whole week is a hectic, you know, whirlwind. Is there anything that really stood out from you in a positive or maybe just a negative way? Maybe like, you know, something that you learned or something that you missed out on a drill and you're like, man, this is going to be so much different than I thought it was. Is there just something that really stands out from that Senior Bowl week that you didn't really expect going into, or that when you look back on it, you're like, man, that really could change the way I see things or view things or the NFL perspective?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, the main takeaway I got was, you know, going up against the offensive linemen and, you know, during the one-on-one sessions at every practice. You know, the offensive linemen were definitely, you know, bigger, faster, and stronger than a lot of the guys that I played against. So I definitely had to learn how to adapt and adjust to that. You know, we were obviously, you know, have our meetings and watch film and break down our one-on-ones and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, pass rushing in the NFL is definitely – it has its bits and pieces that's definitely different from pass rushing in college, just because of, you know, the talent level. in that jump from college to NFL. So something I really took away and something I really learned was, just definitely use your quickness, especially playing it. I played both inside and outside at the Senior Bowl week. But playing inside, use your quickness to your advantage. The things that you're good at, definitely use those as your main weapons. And that was something I definitely learned and took away from that.
Yeah, and going along with that, with the Senior Bowl, going up against these offensive linemen, in a practice setting like that over the course of 3 days, are you able to kind of pick up on certain tendencies that guys have and kind of work off of that as the week progresses?
Yeah, definitely. And, even though it's only 3 days going against each other, the first few days we were there, I knew who I was going to be going up against. During one-on-ones and during practice. So, I'd look up their names, do a little film research and film study and see what they'd like to do, kind of just for example, there's an offensive tackle or offensive guard like a jump set? Are they a deep setter? Because all that plays a big role and huge role into what kind of pass rush moves you're going to develop off of that. I watched a little bit of film, broke down a few guys a little bit. Then obviously, during the one-on-one pass rush sessions, if you're not going, you probably got 5 to 7 reps after you go. So, every time I wasn't going, I wasn't just chilling out on the side. I was definitely observing and breaking down all the guys and, observing what they like to do, how they set, all that kind of stuff. So when I go against them, I know what to expect and I know what move to hit them with.
I'm curious, when you watch your tape at Kansas State and obviously seeing some of the tape from the Senior Bowl, you're a guy that – isn't just, your 3-4 outside linebacker, 4-3 defensive end. You can kind of slide inside, play some of that under tackle role at times. You did a lot of twist and stunt game at Kansas State. Were teams talking to you or did they use you a lot at the Senior Bowl as a guy kind of rushing from the inside on some situations, passing downs and stuff like that?
Yeah, so it was kind of a weird situation. The first day when we showed up, there was actually probably 7 or 8 edge rushers and then only 2 true D tackles. So about 4 or 5 of us defensive ends had a split time playing inside. We just all, kind of stepped up and played that role because we were lacking, depth at the defensive tackle position. And then a few of the D tackles did get hurt. So, that's just putting more stress on the defensive ends. But, we had to do what we had to do. And, even though I was playing inside during the Senior Bowl week, definitely do not see myself playing inside, in the NFL whatsoever. Definitely see myself as an outside guy, 3-4 backer or 4-3 defensive end. So, but like I said, we had, very bad depth at the defensive tackle position. So a bunch of guys had to step up and play inside.
For sure, for sure. I know you you got a lot of, you leave the Senior Bowl. You're probably at training before the Senior Bowl. You're probably back at wherever you're training at now. Where are you currently working out at? And, kind of take us through a normal day in your training life right now.
Yeah, I'm actually located right now in Pensacola, Florida. I'm training at the Exos facility here. There's a lot of great guys here, a lot of big names. And, I've formed a lot of relationships here with a lot of players. And, it's a great place, great facility. I love the coaches. I love the players I train with, and the facility is super nice, too. So, and, they're the best at what they do when it comes to combine prep and training for the NFL, for sure. Kind of just day-to-day, it's Monday through Saturday. The running workouts are at 8 a.m. And then after that, you do whatever you have to do. You get probably an hour or two break, and you come back and lift. It's definitely a continuous, it's a long day for sure. It starts at 8, gets over probably around 2 or 3. But it's part of the process, and I'm loving it, and I'm really enjoying it.
For sure. I know that whole deal is probably hectic as well with how many different training sessions, how many different meetings you're doing. From a perspective of, you looking at it from an out, inside perspective looking at it, are you seeing, is the Exos training more, are you spending more time on like your combine training, pro day training with your 40 times and, verticals and stuff like that? Or are you really, honing in on focusing on your, pass rush moves, getting with those position coaches and working that into things at Exos?
Yeah, well, obviously the main emphasis here at Exos is combine prep and combine training. So, like I said, those workouts at 8 in the morning, Those are always, you know, combine specific drills. You know, your 40-yard dash, your 5-5 shuttle, your L drill, your vertical, all that kind of stuff. Bench press during the lift. So yeah, it's definitely very specified to combine training and combine prep. You know, we actually do have position work every day also as well for an hour. A lot of that position work is mainly drills that you'll see at a pro day or at a combine, drills that teams want to take you through just to see how well you do, see how fluid your hips are, see how active your hands are, stuff like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say those position work times are definitely honed in on pass rush moves. More specified, you know, as in drills that you'll see on pro day and drills during the combine.
Yeah, and, you know, right now, do you guys have any, like, mock combines set up right now? Do you know when your guys are going to start to work on that and, you know, get some, you know, preliminary numbers before you go and actually test at pro days?
Yeah, I think we have a date set for February 27th, I believe.
Very nice. And you know, so far, I've been to a lot of these trainings here in Dallas to see a lot of these guys. How tedious is it to, you know, especially when you're first starting, you know, getting into that runner stance, that sprinter stance, and getting that start down? Because, you know, when I look at it, I'm watching guys go through it 10, 15, 20 times, and still seeing little tiny details that these guys have to get, and this is, you know, weeks into their training on it. You know, how much of a grind is that part of the training?
Yeah, well, you know, the other drills, you know, the 5-5, the L drill, you know, those drills aren't super complicated. There's obviously technique and form and things you can do to make your time faster, obviously. But, you know, the 40 is a different story. It's a different beast. Especially that start and all the technique that goes into that. You know, our whole lives, you know, we're just told to run and run fast. So when you know, when we slow down and, you know, definitely work on that form and work on those first, you know, few steps, the first 10 to 15 yards of your start of the 40, that's the most important part. But yeah, it's like you said, you know, it's very detailed, very, very detailed specific on what you need to do. And, you know, it's easy to do a lot of things wrong. And you're not even thinking about it. You know, here at Exos, you know, it's so amazing. Like I said, they're the best at what they do. You know, all of our starts are filmed and recorded. And you know, we go in the classroom and break it down. And just so you can see and observe yourself, what you're, you know, struggling with, what you need to work on, and how to make yourself better on that.
Yeah, and then when is your pro day scheduled for?
My pro day is scheduled on March 9th, and it is on a Tuesday at Kansas State.
Those have never been as important as they are now with the combine obviously not happening. You know, I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously they've always been important, but it's just, you know, this is really the one opportunity outside of doing your own, you know, filming and stuff like that to get these numbers and everything out to coaches. So I know you're going to have that all dialed in before that pro day pops off.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely super important, like you said, because of, you know, the combine being canceled. And, you know, going back to what we talked about, you know, that's what, you know, that's something that made the Senior Bowl so much more important as well.
Right.
You know, that was, like I said, super lucky and fortunate to get the invite to that and go perform well at that because, you know, that was something that definitely – was very important with the combine being canceled.
Yeah, are you look, can you tell us about your recruiting process a little bit? You know, I'm curious if you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder and wanting to impress scouts and all that. You said there's some big names you're training with. But coming out of high school, according to 24/7 Sports, you only had one offer coming out. You weren't a highly recruited guy. You know, Kansas State isn't a blue blood. Is there a chip on your shoulder when you play? Is there something that you're wanting to prove every time you step on out onto the field? Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Well, yes. I consider myself, you know, a blue-collar, chip-on-my-shoulder type of guy and type of player. Yeah, coming out of high school, I was a three-star recruit. Kansas State was very interested in me. They were actually my first offer. I received, you know, a lot of attention from other schools. The other four schools were Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, and Iowa State. Those were the other schools that, you know, I talked to quite a bit. But like I said, Kansas State was my first offer, and I confidently say I probably would have been offered by those other schools as well. But you know, I shut down my recruiting process pretty early in my career, and committed to Kansas State probably a week or two after I received an offer from them. The reason I did that is because, you know, after visiting all those schools and, you know, seeing Kansas State, you know, Kansas State was just a school that I really, really liked, really enjoyed. I definitely wanted to be a part of that program for sure. But, you know, going to Kansas State, I played with a lot of great players, played with a lot of good teammates. So, you know, I showed up on the campus day one, worked my butt off, and got me to where I am today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I have a question about that because you were a redshirt. What is that process like in that year off? Is it just, you know, going to the weight room and trying to get your body ready for, you know, the college game? Is it a lot of technical work on top of that? Or is that really a time for you to kind of grind out and get as many credits done in your, you know, towards your college degree as possible?
Yeah, so when I first got to Kansas State, you know, personally, I'd say I was capable enough and, you know, ready enough to play as a true freshman. But, you know, when Coach Snyder was there, no matter how talented you were or how, you know, good you were, 95% chance that you're going to be redshirted as your true freshman year. That's just something that he believed in. He really wanted players to be in the program for 5 years rather than four, no matter how good you were. So, like I said, he was high on that. So I did end up redshirting. And yeah, like you said, it was definitely a great thing for me. Like I said, I think I was capable enough to play and ready enough to play. But just having that redshirt season just made me so much more prepared, going into my redshirt freshman season. You know, being redshirted and being on the scout team for my true freshman year, going against the number one offense and, you know, very good offensive linemen. That's what made it easy for me, you know, my redshirt freshman year and transitioning from, you know, getting onto the field for the first time in my college career. Definitely, you know, redshirting definitely helped me develop, you know, mentally and physically, especially the mental side of the game. Learning so much about, you know, in the playbook and learning so much about, you know, keys and tendencies and things to look for. Like I said, you know, it was just a great development year, both physically and mentally for me. And, you know, when I first got my, you know, first playing time as a redshirt freshman, it was definitely slowed down a lot more for me, which allowed me to play fast and make a lot of good plays.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, and just on top of that, you know, it says in your recruiting page that you were about 240 pounds. Were you able to gain, you know, the 20 to 30 pounds in that, you know, redshirt year? What weight were you playing at your freshman year? And what is it like to come in and be a redshirt freshman and be a super young dude and have so much playing time and be able to produce?
Yeah, so when I first got to Kansas State, I weighed about 240 to 245, and I had a coaching change, you know, halfway through my career at Kansas State. But the first two and a half years, I had Coach Snyder, and he wanted all the defensive ends anywhere between 240 to 250. Even though we were 4-3 defense, you know, hand to ground defensive ends, we were all still pretty, you know, a hybrid type of defensive end. Did a lot of moving around, playing inside, dropping into coverage, zone dropping, covering running backs, just hiding man-to-man. So we did a lot for sure. But, yeah, the first two seasons, my redshirt season and my redshirt freshman season, I played at about 245 to 250, like I said, because Coach Snyder wanted the Deans, relatively light. But then when that coaching transition came, the defensive end coach, Coach Kleiman, preferred the Deans a little bit heavier. So after my redshirt freshman season, I took the weight room super seriously and bulked up to 260. And I played my last two seasons at 260 and, got a lot bigger, faster, and stronger. But, going back to your other question, like I said, redshirting my freshman year, going against guys like, Dalton Risner, every single day in practice, starting guard for the Broncos, he made me so much better. I give a lot of credit to him for the player I am today. Because obviously, going against the best offensive lineman in the Big 12, being one of your teammates, going against him every single day, just made me so much better at such a drastic, pace. That's why when I stepped on the field as a redshirt freshman, I was ready, I was prepared physically and mentally. And, going up against the best offensive lineman in the Big 12, my redshirt year, any other offensive lineman I went up against, it was definitely a lot easier, for sure. Like I said, I took this playbook super seriously. I took the mental side of the game super seriously, because if you master that part and all those concepts, the game slows down for sure. And, I played probably four or five games, got a lot of playing time. And I want to say it was probably the fifth or sixth game when I started. Then I started that rest of the season as a freshman, ended up getting freshman All-American as a redshirt freshman. So that's something that's super awesome. But like I said, the game is super slowed down for me, and I give credit to Dalton Risner for sure for making me the player I am.
Yeah, I had a question kind of along the same lines, how you going up against Dalton Risner helped improve your game. So I had the opportunity to work in Mississippi State's recruiting department for a couple of years, and I know that you got to play against him in 2018. And they had a few offensive linemen that are starting in NFL, and Elton Jenkins and Tyree Phillips and all of that. And you had three tackles, you had an interception in that matchup. How was it like going against, the big SEC? I'm sure playing in the Big 12, you hear about how great the SEC is. What was that like, and how did that matchup help prepare you for the rest of your college career?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was obviously, I think that was the third game I've ever played in college, so.
Yeah,
it was a big jump. Yeah, it was a big jump going from those two non-conference games, to Mississippi State. I want to say Mississippi State was, ranked anywhere between 12 and 20 that year. They're a good team, had a lot of good players for sure. Going up against the SEC and those offensive linemen, there really wasn't something that was a big change for me. I mentioned, Dalton Risner, he's the best offensive lineman in the Big 12, and I went up against him every day for. Two fall camps, a spring ball, and throughout the whole entire 2017 season. That just made me so prepared, and not a huge challenge at all whatsoever, going up against, Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a question kind of just going back to just your overall game, man. When I turn on your tape, you see a guy that plays with, high effort, all that, but man, you also see a guy that just has a pretty large pass rush arsenal. I feel like the amount of moves that you showed as a pass rusher at Kansas State is very intriguing for NFL scouts to see a guy. I saw you win from the inside with club arms and cross chops, and then obviously off the edge, you did showcase that ghost move a lot. It's become pretty big here recently. And then my other question, based off of just I really wanted to get you to talk on some of the ways that you win as a pass rusher, some of your favorite ways to win as a pass rusher. But another question that I have, when I watch your tape, it doesn't look like you have, super long arms. I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people want to prove, can he play with the length that he has. But I saw in the Senior Bowl a guy that used I feel like you were using your length really well. You were able to long-arm guys back into the quarterback's lap. You're able to set guys up with length and then beat them back to the inside. So I feel like though you might not have these, vines for arms by any means, I feel like you know how to use your arm length well, and I feel like that's just as important as having those, 34 or 35-inch long arms.
Yeah, well, capitalizing off that, off what you said, obviously, I'm not going to lie, having long arms does, a lot of guys use that to their advantage with their pass rush moves and stuff like that. But, you know, I see it kind of in a different way, in a different perspective, is how active your hands are and
right.
how accurate your hands are with what moves you want to land and, you know, how quick they are. I actually did wrestle growing up, so I definitely, you know, carried that over to football on, you know, how to use leverage, how to keep my hands active. And, you know, it's honestly, like I said, you know, length is definitely advantage, you know, no lie at all.
Sure.
But, you know, me having, you know, very average arm size, that just allows me and makes me have to be that much more accurate and I'm much more quick with my hands and my pass rush moves. So that's something that I think I've definitely mastered. Well, in college at least, you know, once I get to the NFL, you know, it's a different game for sure. Going to have to adjust and adapt to that. Obviously going up against better offensive tackles. But, you know, I know what I'm good at. I know my pros and I know my cons. So I just take those weaknesses that I have and try to, you know, manipulate and try to work around those as best I can and combat them in some way, or shape, or form.
Do you have a favorite pass rush move that you like to go to, you know, late in the fourth quarter, third and long to get off the field? I mean, like I said, you showed an array of them at Kansas State, and obviously at the Senior Bowl, all those practices, you showed off a bunch of different moves as well. Do you have a favorite that, you know, when it's time to dial it up, you go to it?
Yeah. You know, I have a few favorite moves. When I'm rushing from the three technique inside, you know, the chop swat is definitely one of my favorite moves. You know, obviously everyone sees Aaron Donald do that move, you know, religiously over and over. It's because he's so quick with it, and it's because he's so accurate with it. So, you know, me being, you know, 260, 265, I definitely use my quickness, you know, rushing from the inside through technique. And, you know, just watching him and watch that move and how he uses it, I try to incorporate that in my game as well. You know, even outside, you know, I have a lot of favorite moves, but, you know, it's definitely a mind game. It's definitely a, you know, a game of chess, how you set up the offensive tackle. You know, if it's late in the fourth quarter, you know, if you know, the time's ticking down, I'm definitely going to speed rush, you know, two or three times up the field just to get them to set far. Then once they're expecting speed rush, you know, obviously show off my power moves and get to the quarterback a lot quicker. So, you know, vice versa as well. You know, I might power two or three times in a row and then, you know, hit a speed rush around the edge. So, you know, like I said, it's all a mental game. It's all a mind game. And as defensive end, you know, you can take the tackle wherever you want to take them based off a line or off of your alignment, you know, whether you're in a tight five, a loose five, wide nine technique. So that obviously plays a factor into that as well.
And I was just wondering, you obviously had an extremely productive career at Kansas State. Is there any, you know, certain, you know, I know Cole mentioned the interception against Mississippi State young in your career, but are there any certain plays or any certain possessions or anything that really just stands out to you to kind of just really stands out as your, like, highlight as a member of the Kansas State football team?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that stands out to me, and, you know, when you said a drive, you know, one drive that stands out to me, I think it was the first or second drive we were playing Oklahoma in 2019. We were playing at home, and they were ranked number five in the nation. So Jalen Hurts was the quarterback. In that drive, I had two forced fumbles and a sack. So that was a drive that definitely, you know, boosted my confidence in my career. And, you know, that was only my redshirt sophomore season. So, you know, that was one game and one, you know, one drive that definitely stood out to me for sure.
Yeah, now obviously Jalen Hurts, you know, could be starting for the Eagles next season. It's the second year player. You mentioned the success you had in that game. Are there any specific goals that you have when you get to the NFL as a rookie? Any players you're looking forward to going up against? Any specific milestones you're hoping to reach?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, getting drafted into a program, you know, being a rookie, I just think something that's super important, something that's, you know, personal for me is, I just want to show the best and show the older guys on the team and, you know, earn their respect for sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you once you earn that respect from the older guys, that's when you find your place in the culture and in the program. That's when you really start to fit in. You know, obviously you have to earn your stripes is pretty much what I'm saying. I plan on doing that just by, you know, working hard, doing what's right, you know, learning the playbook, you know, definitely learning, you know, key aspects of the game, you know, pass rush moves, et cetera, stuff like that from the vets on the team. And obviously, you know, I want to get, you know, as much playing time as I can. I want to step on that field and, you know, make an impact as a rookie for sure.
And just kind of on top of that, are there specific NFL players that you really like to watch when it comes to, you know, setting up pass rush moves and the technical side of the game?
Yeah, growing up, my favorite player was Clay Matthews. He was someone that I really watched a lot and, you know, watched closely and idled. The reason I say him is because I like to compare myself physically to guys who are the same, you know, height and weight and same type of body build, because that puts your pass rush moves in the most perspective way as possible. So I'd watch him, you know, how he hits moves, what type of moves he hits on offensive tackles, and, you know, just definitely break it down. Because, you know, if we're the same height and the same weight, you know, if he can do it, you know, why can't I? So that's something that I've always, you know, kind of a philosophy that I've always watched closely. You know, a defensive end in the NFL right now that, you know, I like to watch a lot is Shaq Barrett from the Bucks. He's definitely a great player, very productive. And, you know, just we're definitely the same, you know, in size and weight and height for sure. So and he's a super great, you know, he's a pass rush artist for sure. So I love to watch him. He's a great player.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of Clay Matthews, I see that you have quite the hair as well. Is that Clay Matthews inspired or?
Yeah, well, I'd say kind of, you know, not a whole lot, but, you know, one day one of my teammates came up to me and was like, hey, man, like, every team needs that big white guy with long hair. And, and they're like, yeah, I think you need it. They're like, they said big. Every team has that big, swole white guy that with the super long hair. So they're like, I think you need to take that role on. And you know, I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Oh well, let's give it a shot. And 2 years later, you know, I've been growing out my hair for 2 years, and I'm known as that big, swole white guy with long hair.
There you go.
Yeah, just real quick, on top of the big, swole white guy thing, the one thing that I noticed most in your tape is that for as big as you are, the lateral mobility is fantastic. And you brought up wrestling earlier. Do you think that wrestling helped out, you know, your quick twitch muscles, or is that something that just came naturally and helped you as a wrestler and a pass rusher?
Yeah, it definitely helped out for sure. I'd say it's definitely natural. A little bit, you know, God-given ability to be so rapidly quick. But wrestling definitely helped a lot. You know, if someone's shooting down your legs, you have to sprawl quickly. It's all about quick reactions and, you know, combating, you know, certain – in wrestling, you know, there's a lot of combating, you know, certain moves. And, you know, I wrestled at the 180 to 220 weight classes in high school. So, you know, went up against some quicker guys for sure. You know, obviously, you know, growing up as well, you know, playing basketball, you know, playing the 3 or 4. Obviously, if you're playing basketball, you have to be quick as well. So, you know, I played a lot of sports growing up that, you know, definitely helped me in my quickness transition into football. But that's definitely my strong suit for sure is my lateral quickness, and I think that'll be my, you know, my greatest number at pro day.
So one thing you know, when I watch your tape and then we talked a little bit about some of the players you watched and even the way you kind of describe that you play and some of the way you throw your pass rush moves, it reminded me a lot of what I thought of Carl Lawson when he was coming out in the draft a few years ago, a guy who doesn't have this freakishly long length. He plays at about 255, 260 pounds. But, man, was he quick with his hands. Man, did he have an array of pass rush moves to be able to win with, strong against the run. Is he a guy that you might watch a little bit of too? I mean, like I said, if not, I don't want you to be thrown on the spot. But you just when Lawson was coming out of Auburn, it reminded me a lot of your game coming out of Kansas State.
Yeah. Well, you know, growing up, I always loved watching the NFL draft. I loved watching the linebackers and defensive ends. And, you know, I still remember when he got drafted. Obviously, coming out of Auburn, he's very productive at Auburn. And, you know, being undersized and being so productive was something that definitely inspired me. So, obviously, you know, he's playing at the Bengals right now. You know, he's one of the best there. And, you know, definitely, you know, older guy, experienced guy. So, yeah, I've definitely watched him and, you know, watched him a lot for sure.
All right, I got one more question. I don't know about the other guys, but I wanted to take you off the football tracks a little bit, maybe talk about some of the things you like doing outside of football, outside of training, outside of getting ready for the NFL. What do you like to do in your free time? What are some of your hobbies? And just what do you do when you're not worried about football?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, being from Kansas, hunting and fishing is a huge thing. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are involved in. So You know, I'm a big outdoorsman. I love to hunt and fish. It's something that I've always loved to do. You know, that's my main hobby outside of football for sure.
What's your favorite thing to hunt?
You know, I have a lot of favorites, a lot of great things. You know, obviously deer, waterfowl. But my favorite thing to hunt, and it's actually the season coming up, is turkey spring season.
Oh yeah, spring gobbler, baby.
That's you know, can't beat it. You know, a good sunrise over the hill with some big old toms coming up.
Yep.
And you know, calling them in. So you know, it's definitely something. You know, like I said, being from Kansas, it's a huge part of a lot of people's lives here, and something that I've always loved to do.
My co-hosts often joke on me. They call me a redneck because I like to hunt. They don't, definitely hunting. I'm from Virginia. These guys live in Texas, so I'm sure they have some of that background as well. But we have a lot of the same interests, I think, being from Virginia and you know being from Kansas. We're going out predator hunting here in a little bit, so I'm hoping to get on some coyotes tonight.
Thank you.
You guys got anything else?
Kyle hunting is awesome too. So.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
It's burning a hole in my pocket right now. Is thermal imaging and night vision and everything's just running me dry.
they actually just a few months ago made it legal to you know hunt with thermal scope and 24 hours a day coyote hunting here in Kansas. So. I might have to buy myself a thermal scope for sure.
Uh-oh. Cole, you have anything else before we get him out of here?
Yeah, I was just curious. You know, being from Texas, we love our barbecue. You're obviously kind of by Kansas City. Does the Kansas City barbecue live up to the hype, in your opinion?
I think it exceeds the hype for sure.
Exceeds it, okay.
Best barbecue I've ever had. And, you know,
what's your
city, I try to stop by a barbecue place.
What's your go-to spot up there?
Well, there's a lot of good spots, you know, a lot of cracking spots. There's, you know, Arthur Bryant, Montague's. But my favorite, my go-to spot is Joe's Barbecue. It actually used to be called Oklahoma Joe's, but, you know, they changed the name. But that's probably the best barbecue I've ever had. So, like I said, it definitely exceeds the hype for sure.
Big praise.
Are you a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
You know, I root for the Chiefs, you know, only being an hour from them.
Right.
But, you know, growing up and, you know, I follow players in the NFL. I really liked watching players rather than teams. So, I never had a favorite team, never rooted for a certain team, just rooted and cheered on for, you know, certain players I like to watch.
Good. I didn't want to have to end this on a sad note, so I'm glad we didn't have to do that. But man, I do appreciate you coming on. Like I said, really fun prospect, man. I really enjoy watching your tape. Really enjoyed you at the Senior Bowl, and I can't wait to kind of follow you throughout the process. I know these guys will as well. Yeah. Thanks so much, man, just sharing the story and talking some ball with us for a little bit.
For sure. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's good talking to you guys.
Yeah, man, we will continue to follow you throughout this process, and hopefully, like I said, we'll continue to see you develop, and can't wait to see you play in the league here in a few months.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on, Wyatt.
Thank you.
We want to thank Wyatt so much for coming on. Again, that was Wyatt Hubert, Kansas State defensive end. Played a little bit of inside, outside at Kansas State. Did some of that at the Senior Bowl as well. Had a really good Senior Bowl week. Has some good tape that he put out at Kansas State. Extremely productive. Really enjoyed having him on, hearing him talk football. You can tell he really enjoys and likes studying the game. I love some of the things he was talking about you know, how he knows he doesn't have great arm length, but he knows how to set those moves up, how to use his hands when he doesn't have that excellent arm length. So what were some of the things you guys took away from that? And then also just what are some of your thoughts on Wyatt himself?
Yeah, so for me, I was really impressed with how thoughtful and in-depth his answers were. I felt like every time we asked him a question, he kind of really went into the weeds on everything. You see a lot of guys a lot of the times when we do these interviews kind of give quick answers. You know, they don't really know, you know, who we are, so they don't feel totally comfortable and they don't open up. all that much. I thought Wyatt was really open with us. I thought that, you know, like you just talked about with the arm length stuff, like he is aware of that, and he knows that he has to, you know, kind of make up for his, you know, physical deficiencies. And I think that, you know, acknowledging that and understanding that the hand placement and the accuracy and the violence has to be there for him to win reps against guys with 35-inch arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's that, you know, I kind of mentioned it in the interview, as you heard, you know, I think, you know, I'm not comparing him to Carl Lawson, but I think his style of play is what Carl Lawson's style of play was coming out of Auburn. Lawson probably a little bit better athlete than Hubbard, but, you know, he's a guy that doesn't win with his length because he doesn't have that Frankish length, but as Dalton just broke down and as Wyatt broke down the interview, he has that understanding of how to get it, how to get by with it, how to set up his moves, how to, you know, rush with speed outside, and then you, even though he doesn't have those 35-inch arms, you know, he can use that length to long-arm a guy, get him off balance after he's done set him up with speed multiple times. So, Cole, is there anything you took away special from that interview?
Yeah, I just think he's a really well-rounded guy. You know, he was, like you said, he opened up to us. He kind of took us through his thought process when he's in the game, when he's training, all of that kind of stuff. He was able to joke around. He seems like a guy. What I really took away is that he really wants to earn the respect of the locker room and everything. Right. You know, everybody, of course, wants to, you know, get that first sack or get on the field or whatever. I was kind of expecting him to say, when I asked him what his goals were, something like that, you know, something you could point to in the box score, but he was really set on earning that respect from the locker room, making a team, making a good impression. I think that's going to pay off dividends for him as he gets his career started.
For sure. No, I definitely agree. Definitely agree. I'm excited to see, like I said, how he tests, because I think if he tests better than maybe some people think, he could see a pretty decent jump. He saw it. Like I said, the Senior Bowl stuff was really good. He was a guy that I didn't really have on my radar until I was going through watching these Senior Bowl practices, and he just kept winning. And then he had a good game as well. So, I mean, again, like a guy, you know, a late day two, day three guy, defensive end, if you're looking for a guy who can play on either side, can defend the run, and has a lot of technique as a pass rusher, he's a guy that you might be interested in, a guy the Cowboys could be interested in on day three if they don't target that position earlier. So we appreciate Wyatt so much for coming on, and we'll be back on later in the week with another edition of Talking the Draft.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, the Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to the Current Report wherever you get your podcasts. Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything, and now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/BIYA.